You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. This is the day that the Lord have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, it's about time for your miracle. And we thank God for another day, another opportunity that God has made it possible for us to come into your cars, into your home, by the way of this great radio station, WWBC 1510, on your AM dial. Thank God for you tuning in today. I want you to know God is still on the throne. I want you to know that he's able to do exceeding above all we think or ask. No matter what we're going through, where our God reigns, he lives, and he lives forevermore. I'm telling you, God is still on the throne today. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your hearts. Come on, be of good courage, and I want you to know you can make it. You can make it. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what the enemy is trying to say, God reigns, and he lives. Amen. Praise our God. Come on, I want you to know this morning. Praise God. I know he's still on the throne. I want you to know this morning that he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He's right there in the midst of where you're in. You just ought to hold your head up. God bless all of you that's coming on. God bless you, Overseer Bishop Kendra McMillan, my cousin. Bless you. Hey, I need to talk with you. Praise God. I call you. Amen. I want to let you know that God is able. And hey, Evangelist tomorrow. Good morning, Dr. Gathers, Prophetess Gathers. God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. I want you to know God is still good. He's still good. I was trying to do something here and lost you for a minute, but we thank God that we're back up now. Praise our God. Again, we want to say happy birthday to all of those that have celebrate a birthday, and those that will be celebrating a birthday in the month of June, but I know it's July. Oh, praise our God. Happy birthday to all of you that will be celebrating an anniversary. Happy anniversary to all of you that has an anniversary coming up. We want to say thank God for you, and we glorify God for you. Enjoy your day. We want to send out our condolences, amen, to the bereaved families, all that's going through the bereavement hour. We send out our condolences to you. We are praying for you and praying with you, amen, that see that God will see you through. Amen. Pastor Campbell, Ernest Campbell, we want to send out our condolence in the passing of his mother. Amen. We want to send out our condolence to Bishop Merton Clark. Amen. And Donna Clark and Jamie Eric Junior Clark, amen, in the passing of Deacon Clark, my godfather. We want to send out our condolences to you all, and want you to know that we're praying for you, and that God will see you through this, amen. He's the only one that can see you through. Homegoing service for Deacon Clark will be on Saturday coming, amen, at 2 o'clock, amen, hallelujah. And we want you to know, we are praying for you all. We are praying for you all and praying that God will see you through. Amen. Hallelujah. Homegoing service for Pastor Ernest Campbell, mother, will be on Saturday at 10. I'm not for sure. 10 at Bethlehem. Amen. Bethlehem Church right there in Titusville, Florida. I want you to know God will see you through. Amen. Yes. Deacon Clark will be at Bishop Jackie Garden Church, Shiloh. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want you to throw your arms around this family and love on this family. Love on them. Amen. Because we never know when it's our time. Praise our God. Never know when our time. Well, let's go through a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you because of who you are. We thank you because you're still on the throne. God, we know you're able to do a sin of all. We thank our acts, Father. And now, God, we're looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, Father. We know you can and we know you will. Praise God. We thank you now, God. Look on those ones that's on Cypress audience watching, Father. Touch them, Lord. Open up doors. Make ways out of no way for them, Father. We thank you today, Father. We're looking up to you, God, because we know that you can and you will do it, Father, without any hesitation, Father. Well, God, without any reservation, Father. You steps in, Father God. And when we call upon that name, you answer, Father. And we thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Amen. Praise our God. We want to give a good God shout out to Lady Watkins. Amen. Bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for our church, Mother Brown. Amen. Thank God for all the prophets there and all the evangelists. Amen. Thank God for you and all the saints of God that make up the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Praise our God. Amen. I want you to know that God is still able to do a sin above all. We thank God. Acts. Amen. Hold your head up high. Amen. We want to thank God for Pastor Elizabeth Haywood. Amen. We want to thank God for her. Amen. She would be in a church celebration Friday night. I think it is Friday night. Amen. Hallelujah. And at the Riyadh Hotel out there where they had it on last year, 7 o'clock. I mean, I want to 7:30, so between 7 o'clock and 7:30. Amen. We want to those that can and be with them on Friday night to go out and support, amen, what God has done and what God is doing through the ministry all these years. Amen. 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 I want you to know God is good. Listen, listen, revival. Revival is coming. Revival is coming to Melbourne. Melbourne, praise our God. The last month, the last week in this month, we will be down there with Melvin, with Pastor Jackson. Amen. I'm telling you, it's going to be something. You have to look on Facebook and get the address and the flyer. I have it with me when I come back the next time. But we're going to prepare to be there at the end of the month. It's going to be something there. The Holy Ghost is going to be moving like rain. It's going to be falling like rain. Hallelujah. I want you to come and be with us. Come over, come across, come out. Come up, come through, and be with us. Amen. In this great revival, God is going to be moving by his power and by his spirit. I want you to know God is able to do it. We're going to believe God for healing, miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow them that believe. And we're believers coming together. We're believers touching the green, knowing that God can and God will bring you through. Amen. Hallelujah. We give a good God bless you. Shout out to Radical Believers. Amen. International. Amen. Hallelujah. Deville, Alabama. Praise our God. Pastor Jamal Moses. Prophetess Carissa Moses. Amen. God bless you into the congregation there. Amen. Thank God for you, you, and you. Listen, we had a wonderful, phenomenal time on yesterday in service. I pray that you had a wonderful time in your services on yesterday where you was at. Amen. I pray that God just gave you a word and like he did on to us on yesterday. Amen. And our services there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. I just want to come and talk to you a little bit this morning. Thank God for being in the studio. Amen. Back in the studio. Have been out for the weeks. Amen. But thank God I'm here this morning. Praise our God. I want you to know today that this is not what you call giving up time. This is not time to faint. This is not time so many people saying just throwing in the tower. I think we talked on these lines before. If you're throwing in the tower, where you going? If you're throwing in the tower, where are you? Where you going? If you're throwing in the tower, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Praise God. You got to know that God is with you no matter what is going on, no matter what the enemy is trying to say. God is with you. You got to believe God. I don't care what it looks like again. I don't care what the enemy is trying to say, trying to make it appear. God is with you. He said in his word, he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He'll be with us. Come on. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord is going to do what? Deliver them out of them all. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is going to keep you. God is going to bring you out. God is going to continue to make a way out of no way for you. But you got to do what? Hold fast. You got to do what? Hold on. You got to do what? Keep confessing and believing the word of God. Let the words come out of your mouth. Come on. Let the words come out of your heart while you yet going through difficult circumstances and situations. You got to let that God know. You got to let the enemy know. I'm trusting God in him. In him, I trust. In him, I move and have my being. I'm trusting God. No matter what it looks like, God is with us. God is able to do what? See you through. God is able to do what? Bring you out. God is able to do what? To keep you in the midst of where you're in, because he will deliver. God will deliver. Praise our God. God is going to take your situation that you're in. God is going to get the glory out of it. No matter what it is, God is going to get the glory out of it. He's going to bring you peace in the midst of what you're in. You got to keep your hearts. You got to keep your hearts in tune with him. You got to do like David. You got to keep your eyes lifted up to the hill from which cometh your help. Your help coming from the Lord that did what? Made the heavens and the earth. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. He's yet with you. You got to believe it. He's yet with you, my brother. He's yet with you, my sister. He's yet with you, mother, father. Come on. He's yet with you. Our God, he reigns. Our God, he come through. Our God, he's a healer. Our God, come on. He's a provider. Our God, he will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So the enemy try to keep your mind entangled. The enemy try to keep your mind bogged up with what you're going through with. Come on. This is why the word of God says, cast your cares upon him, for he what? Careth for you. Come on. This is why we got to do what? Allow God to do what in the midst of what we're in, to allow God to do what? Bring us through. Bring us out. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, that if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, as Israel would say, where would we be? If it had not been for the Lord that had brought you out, if it had not been for the Lord that's keeping you while you in the midst of this, some of these trials come. Some of these trials come to do what? To knock you back, to take the very breath out of you. But guess what? You got to know greater than he that's in you, than he that's in the world. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Again, I'm going to say it, but the Lord shall do what? Deliver them out of them all. We're going to all go through some things, but God is delivering us out. God is keeping us. God is bringing us out of it. I want you to know today, you must not, hallelujah, hold your head down. You must not fall prey to the enemy, because the devil is trying to wipe the saints of God out. He's trying to take your faith. He's trying to take your joy. He's trying to take your peace. But I say to you today, my friend, I say to you today, my brother, I say to you today, my sister, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Come on, I just want to encourage you this morning. I just want you to know our God can and he will do what? Deliver on time. Our God will bring you out. Our God will set you free. Our God, make it personal. My God, come on, your God. Come on, now unto him that is what? Able to do what? Keep us from falling, and to do what? Present us faultless before the only wise God, our Savior. Come on, there is no case that God cannot handle. There is no sickness that God cannot heal. Come on, there is no defeat that God cannot conquer. Praise God. Hallelujah to God. I'm telling you, God will bring you out. I'm telling you, God will set you free. I'm telling you today, hallelujah, Peggy, God is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Praise God. God, I want you to know this morning, hold your head up high. I want you to know this morning, while you walking through this difficult time in your life, the God of Israel, the God, our God, he's still on the throne. He's still on the throne, and he ain't going to change. Come on. The word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you got to do is keep holding fast to your confession. Go on. I don't care what the enemy is saying. Hold fast to your confession. Praise our God. He, glory to God. I know this. I believe this. Whatever you believe in God for, you got to get it in your spirit. You got to get it in your knowing being to know that God is going to see me through. The trial is not greater than God. Come on. The situation is not bigger than God. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got the Almighty. You got the blessed one that's in you. You got the Elohim, the El Shaddai. Come on here. The one that said, let there be, and there was. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Reminded of yesterday when Joshua prayed. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, God granted him, hallelujah, his request. Hallelujah. God granted him his request. The moon, hallelujah, had to stand still. The sun had to stop shining. And the daylight had to stay there until God released it. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. When you pray, you believe God. When you pray, when it seems like your enemy is about to overtake you, when it seems like your enemies, come on here, they're going to end up killing themselves. Come on here. They're going to end up running into the cave. Come on here. Hallelujah. And God, first of all, God going to rain down. Hallelujah. He's going to rain down and he's going to take care of your enemies. So what you got to do is keep believing God. Don't you try to take care of your enemies. You keep believing God. Come on. Hallelujah. You keep praying. Hallelujah. And God's going to take care of your enemy. God will fight for you. God will bring you out. God will bring you through. Hold your head up high. I just got excited about it because I still feel the after effects from yesterday. Praise our God. Your enemies, come on here. They're going to end up killing themselves. Come on. Because the ones that think they're getting away, they're going to end up running in the cave. Come on here. And God's going to allow stones to be put on this cave. Praise God. Then he's going to call them out. Come on. And then everybody going to be revealed who is working against. Come on here. Who's working in, who's trying to do what anybody in the harm that is belong to God. Hallelujah. God's going to give you the power. God's going to give you the authority. Come on here. To put your foot on the neck. Come on here. Oh, praise our God. Read it. He's able to do it. He's going to do it. Amen. Hold your head up high. Hold your head up high. Again, we thank God for you this morning. I want to go to the word of God right quick. Hallelujah. Praise our God. I'm just going to come from this. And we know, we already know, we read this, and we have read this, and perhaps started out with this. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Call it. Because we got to know this. Hallelujah. We must know this without a shadow of a doubt. Our God is who he say he is. Having this seal. It's already done. It's already done. Somebody needs to say it's already done. I'm in the midst of it, but I know it's already done. I know God can, and I know he will. I have no doubt in my mind that the God we serve, he's able to do it. Hallelujah. No matter what it is, God can do it. Come on, somebody. I believe it. I know he can, and I'm not by any ways of being discouraged with my head down, because the God we serve, he can. The God we serve, he will do this. Praise God. I know what the word says. I believe what the word says, and I'm going to stand on it. You got to stand on what the word of God says, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the enemy is trying to say or trying to do. Amen. You got to keep your eyes. You got to keep your eyes. You got to keep your mind stayed on him. You can't allow the enemy to tell you that God ain't going to bring you out. God ain't going to bring you through. Hallelujah. Haven't done all. Stand there for it. Haven't done all. You got to stand. Stand in the midst of it. When it don't look good. When it don't feel good. Stand there for it. Come on. Haven't done all. Stand. Stand there for it. With your lungs girded about with truth. Haven't done all. Come on. Hallelujah. I want you to know God can and he will bring you out. Don't be dismayed. Hallelujah. Be not dismayed. Hold your head up high. He will come through. Come on. He have come through. Praise God. Hold on a minute. I want to go to somewhere here and just hallelujah. Right here. It changed on me. It changed on me. God dropped this in here. I want to go to 1 Peter 4:12. 1 Peter 4 and 12. It says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials Oh, my God. Which is to try you. Uh-oh. Which to try you as though some strange things have happened to you. Come on here. Oh, my God. Again, right here. 1 Peter 4:12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange things have happened unto you. It's not strange unto God. Come on. And he called us beloved because he's going to get the glory out of it. He's going to get the glory out of what you're in or what you're going through. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which come to try you. Oh, my God. It says, but rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glorified also with exceeding joy. Come on, oh my God. This is just a trial. This is just only a test. You're going to come out through this, and God is going to be glorified, and the devil is going to be horrified. I just want to talk to you this morning. Again, you can't let this, but you're going through, shape your, shake you. You can't let this shape your praise, and you can't let this bring you out of place of peace, because you're going through and you're being tested and you're being tried according to what we're reading right here. Think it not strange. Come on. We're going to go through this, but God is with us. We're going to come out. God is going to bring us out. Come on. We got to rejoice in the midst of what we're in. You said, Apostle, how can I rejoice? How can I rejoice that I'm going through? Think it not strange. God is with us. Even though it seems like you're about to be overtaken. Come on. But God is able to see you through. God has the power to bring you out. Hold your head up high. Come on. Because when you walk it through the water, you won't drown. And when you go through the fire, according to what the scripture said, you will not burn. Think it not strange when they come up against you. Think it not strange when all matter of things begin to happen unto you. Because guess what? You're partaking of Christ's suffering. Come on. He said to us, hallelujah, he suffered. So he told us to do what? Arm myself likewise. Hallelujah. Again, suffering. Nobody wants to suffer, but we want the glory. But you got to go through something in order to get the glory. You got to go through some trials. You must go through some tests. You must go through some time being alone. Come on. Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with being alone because God is with you. You're not alone. But you're going through for a purpose. You're going through for a reason. God is going to get the glory out of this. You say, Apostle, I can't see God getting the glory out of this. Because I'm going through, it seems like every time I turn around, I'm going through this. Every time I turn around, something, this is happening. But think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which come to try you. Oh, my God. As though some, this is not strange for the believers. This is not strange for you. Come on. You're going to be persecuted. This is not strange for you. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be lied on. This is not strange for you. But guess what? You're being a partaker of Christ's suffering, and he's going to bring you through this. He's going to what? Bring you out of this. Come on, hallelujah. But that verse, the 13th verse says, but rejoice in much as ye are part of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glory also with exceeding joy. It's going to bring joy. It's going to bring peace out of this. Something good is coming out of what you're in. Something good is coming out of it. Bless you. Something good is going to show up. Come on. Because our God still lives and he's still on the throne. Our God reigns. Come on. And he reigns forevermore. Our God is who he say he is. And he's going to bring us out. But we must go through it. We must know that he's still who he say he is. Who is he? Jehovah Shabbat. Who is he? Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the God of peace. He's the God of grace. And he will bring you out. You got to hold on. Rejoice. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Don't count it. Don't look at it and say, why me? Don't look at it and say, every time I turn around, it's me. I'm the only one going through. No, you're not the only one going through. You ain't going to be the first one and you ain't going to be the last one. Come on. Hallelujah. We've all going through some stuff. It may not be like yours. Yours may not be like mine. But we're going through. The key is going through and coming out with the assurance that our God is able to do a sin above all we think or act. Come on, somebody. Can you trust God today? Can you believe God today for what you're in? Can you know, can you believe and trust and know that God is going to bring you out? Can you trust God today and to know that he will deliver you? He will set you free. Come on, those of you that's watching, those of you that's listening, come on here. I want you to know without a shadow of a doubt, God is going to bring you out. God is going to see you through. God is a healer. He is a deliverer. Think it not strange today. Come on. Come on. Come on. Pull yourself together. Come on. Pull yourself up out of that place of just feeling like God don't hear you. Or just feeling like you left alone. Come on. You got to. David said this. David said he had to do what? Encourage himself. Come on. Hallelujah. There are going to be times you won't be able to get me. There are going to be times I won't be able to get you or your prayer partner. They're going to be, but you got to encourage yourself. You got to look this yourself into the face of that mirror. However, you, whatever you do, you got to tell yourself, listen, you're coming out of this. You're coming out of this because greater than he that's in me, than he that's in the world. This thing is not going to overtake me. It's not going to make me feel like I'm by myself. It's not going to make me feel like I'm defeated. Why? Because God is with me. This is only a test. Praise God. And God is going to bring you out, brother. God is going to bring you out, sister. This is only a test of your faith. This is only a test today. All you got to do is know that he's with you. Come on, hallelujah. I love it. I have one favorite scripture, many scriptures, but one. Come on, hallelujah. But this is another favorite of mine. Come on here. Hallelujah. The Bible says this in the book of Jude. Now unto him. Ooh, that right there alone just made me feel good. Now unto him who, the Almighty, who, the great I am, now unto him who is able, who is able to do what? To keep you in the midst, think it not strange, to keep you in the midst, come on, from falling. Come on, somebody. God is able to keep you in the midst of what you're in, to keep you from falling and to do what? To present you faultless. Before the only wise God, our Savior, be what? Dominion and power now and for him forevermore. God is still with you. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. God is still able to see you through. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care who's coming up against you. God is going to smack your enemies. Y'all ain't going to hear me. Y'all don't hear me. God is going to bring you out. So you got to go through this with joy. Because guess what? His glory is going to be revealed through this. No matter what you in, I ain't going to get no help out here. Ooh. You got to know this without a shadow of a doubt. Beloved, thank it not strange today. Tomorrow, next week. Come on, next month. Think it not strange when all these things coming up against you, when all these things come on here, the fiery trials which come to try you, it's just to try you to see where you're at. Come on, hallelujah. Everything has to be tried. Everything has to be tested. Come on. So in the natural, so in the spirit. They test drive your car before you even purchase it. It goes through a final inspection. It goes through to make sure that that vehicle is equipped to handle